A former MP for Zebila, John Ndebogre, has accused government of breaching the 1992 constitution and not appointing a vice president since the office became vacant. He said the constitution states that the country shall have a president and a vice president at any given moment. However, the NDC, he said, is rather focusing on getting a flag bearer than choosing a vice president. Mr. Ndebogre was speaking on Behind the News.
The presidency is made up of the president and the vice president. Right now, we don't have a vice president.
The time frame, because that is the bone of contention now.
Yes, clause 6 of Article 60 says that the vice president becomes president upon the death of the incumbent president. On the date of death of the president, that's the incumbent president. Clause 10 says that when the vice president becomes president under clause 6, he should name a person to succeed him as vice president. So as far as I'm concerned, you have to read clause 6 and clause 10 together. And it will give you the sense that there is time. The NDC considers appointing a flag bearer more important than assisting the president to nominate a vice president. That is too much of self-service.
A former MP for Zebila, John Ndebogre.